Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. People who were sexually abused as children often carry emotional scars into adulthood.
But now a study shows that it even leaves genetic scars, meaning that regions of the DNA are marked. So it's possible one day tests can verify a victim's story.
So what do we mean when we say their DNA is marked? We're talking about epigenetics. Well, there are elements in DNA that regulate when and how much of a gene's products will be made. An even finer layer that also controls gene usage is what we call epigenetics.
Epigenetic changes result from the addition of methyl groups, which consist of one carbon and three hydrogen molecules, to the bases of DNA. This reduces the usage of a gene, just like a dimmer switch on a light. It dims gene expression.
The environment influences where and how many of such epigenetic marks are added to the DNA. Exposure to physical or mental trauma, starvation, toxins, and smoking can all cause those changes.
Studies show childhood sexual abuse causes epigenetic changes in the blood, saliva, and brain. A more recent study also found these changes in sperm, making us believe the changes are inheritable.
The study involved 46 sperm samples from 34 men who reported either no abuse, medium, or high abuse. For men who reported being abused, 8 regions of DNA were dimmed by more than 10%, and 29% in one region compared to unabused men.
The study had a small sample size, so this needs a lot more work. But it's a powerful statement about the legacy of child abuse and may one day provide proof for the support these kids need.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.